The Mangere East Cultural Festival is happening tomorrow afternoon, Thursday the 8th of April, outside the Mangere East Library between 4pm to 8pm. Grace McMillan, Carers Coordinator at the Mangere East Community Centre, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Bon dia, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Grace.
Bon dia, kia ora, all good. Nice to see you again, Brian.
Yes, and thank you so much for your company as well again, Grace. So great to have the festival back, you know, after a 1 year or 2 year absence.
No, we did manage it last year, but just between COVID. But this year it's definitely had a few changes in dates a few times, and we're running on a Thursday night now instead of a Saturday like we normally would.
With that, can you give us an overview of the program for this year, please?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about the program this year. We've got some awesome entertainers. We're going to be opening the festival just after four with the awesome kids from our Oscar program with our Oscar coordinator, Lonnie Wolfgram. So she is going to have our kids opening up that with a Siva. Then after that, we will be having Koya, who is our Tai Chi master, and he'll be coming to do some Tai Chi, and we'll encourage everyone to get up and have a go and do some Tai Chi with him. And then we have the Mangere East Primary School kids coming over. We've got the Samoan group coming over and the Cook Island group, so that'll be awesome. I can't wait to see them. And I think some of them might be in the Oscar group as well, so double performances from them. Who else have we got? We've got Tingi Lau Ness coming along to sing, who is the infamous Polynesian panther, of course, and of course, Shefu's papa. So we are so lucky and grateful to be able to have Tingi come and perform for us. Then after Tingi, we have Tia Ormsby, who is one of our beautiful community girls here, and she will be singing some beautiful Māori waiata. And if anyone knows Tia in the community, you'll know that she has been in many performances at Manukau Performing Arts and other places around South Auckland and Central, so she's an up-and-coming rising star, so not one to be missed while you can. And then finally, to end the night, before we end the night, we've got Resonate Singers, who are an awesome predominantly Tongan group who do beautiful soul music. And then to end the night, we'll be finishing with the Te Ao Moana Cook Island group, who just, we left them till the end because they like to get the party started and will carry on all night. So we've got an awesome program lined up when it comes to the stage tomorrow. Oh, and of course, I can't forget, DJ Waihana, he'll be in as well, playing some sweet tunes from around the world. So yeah, that's what we've got going on. And also Emily will be our MC with Ernestina, and Emily is from Science in a Van, and she's also a beautiful Mangere East regular as well. So there's a lot on offer tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Man, sounds awesome, especially with the, you know, diverse and rich cultures on display there as well, Grace. Now, apart from the performances, of course, you know, people are always wondering, oh, what about the food? What sort of food have you got available? Or what have you got in the way of food for tomorrow evening?
Well, that is the question I have been asked a lot, to be honest. Everyone's going to say, where's the kai? What kai have we got to get? We're going to have, we'll have an ice cream truck, of course, you know, if anyone wants to get an ice cream, but we'll also have the Hawaiian pineapple hut, so Hawaiian and ice cream as well, and churros. So that is what we've got for the dessert. But then we've also got Kiwi Taka, who will be doing some island food. We've got the Rako Hut, and we have got Corn Chos, who are also doing some island food. We've got a barbecue shop who are coming in to do a big barbecue for us. And then maybe a couple others that are yet to just kind of be confirmed. So I don't want to, you know, get them if they can't come. But we've got a huge lineup of food, both, you know, dinner and dessert as well.
Oh my goodness, I don't want to go there if you're, you know, starting a new, a health challenge or something, but man, that sounds wonderful.
No, please don't. Come and have all the time you want.
Yes, true. Now, the festival, how long has it been running, Grace, and how did it all come about?
It's been going for about 15 years. So I obviously haven't been here for 15 years, but I am lucky enough to come in now. It was started 15 years ago because there was a call for the rich diversity of Māngere and Māngere East to come together and showcase all the awesome cultures we have in our community.
That's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, over the years, I mean, you get feedback from the, you know, the community. I'm pretty sure I came along to last year's one and, you know, it was amazing, but amazingly packed as well. So obviously with the numbers, you know, that have been coming over the years, it's a great confirmation for yourself and the, you know, the other organisations involved in saying, yeah, hey, we're doing a great job here.
Absolutely. I've had emails all year asking, when is the cultural festival? Can we get involved? Can we have a stall? And unfortunately, we've had to change the date several times because of lockdowns and levels. And then Pacifica and Polyfest kept changing their dates as well. So we've ended up on a Thursday evening, but we have got so many people keen to come along on the evening. We'll have our lights up and we'll have a good old party tomorrow night.
Some of the organisations involved with the evening as well. Are you going to be having any organisations that will have stalls there, Grace?
Absolutely. So we will have the Auckland Peace Action Group coming. They'll have a stall. Auckland Transport will be around as well, having a chat about our streets and how to keep them safe and what they can do for our community to develop our streets further. Arts and Crafts group will be coming as well, who are part of the refugee group that comes to our centre regularly to create stuff. So they'll be there. Who else will be there? Good Deeds will be there, who's our kindergarten that's in our area. Who else? The Māngere East Library, who have very kindly stayed open longer for us tomorrow night. They will have a little stall for kids to do some crafts and some weaving as well, so, and some books that you can purchase as well. So the library will be up and running. Yeah, and I think there might be a couple others, but I can't think of them on the top of my head. But we've got quite a few info stores coming along to some of about what we do in the area as well.
Very good. And finally, Grace, for those that maybe haven't come along to the festival previously, what can they expect tomorrow night?
They can expect a lot. They can expect a good time, entertainment, food, chill out. There will be a place for the kids to hang out. Actually, another group that will be there is Oscar will come along as well after they've performed and have a little table. So they'll be there to let the community know what's going on with our after-school care program. I mean, we'll have tables and chairs, but bring a blanket, bring a pillow and come and set up for the evening and just listen to all the amazing entertainment we've got and just come and join the community. We're such an awesome community out here. We love having everybody coming to join us.
Most definitely. Again, the Māngere East Cultural Festival happening tomorrow night between 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. outside the Māngere East Library. And with that, it's a very big thank you to the coordinator at Māngere East Community Centre, Grace McMillan. Kaires, obrigado. Thank you so much and all the best for tomorrow night.
Nanda. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you, Brian. I will be in contact again for another kōrero, I'm sure, in the future.
Very well. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.